Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
That's right. Ron Ugly is out. Brandon Scott is in. I refer to him as Skeezy, but for all the listeners out there, I want to be professional and correct. It's Brandon Scott.
It's my good man.
Another one, Travis Johnson, former Houston Texan, former D lineman. We call him Trap, but again, I'll call him Travis just to be correct here. Yep. Even though I know he don't give a damn what I call him. As long as I don't call him late for dinner, right?
Hey, I know I was late. Hey, listen, that traffic over here was... New Caney is up here, man. Y'all are up here, man.
Yeah, man.
Y'all passed Conroe, ain't it?
Well, to the side.
To the side. Adjacent.
Somewhere adjacent.
I need to go pick my RV up. I'm waiting on them to finish servicing it over there at the RV spot. But, you know, that's another topic. Yeah. That wasn't the impulse buy, though.
Hey, we're going to get into these. Yeah, impulse buy. We're going to get into the Texans here in a minute. But impulse buys, we were talking about this earlier, Trap. I don't know if you saw it when y'all pulled in. Right on the corner here, there's an old boy that is selling puppies.
Hey, those are always a good thing. You know what's funny is one time I almost bought a pony. Like a little miniature pony.
This is actually the least surprising thing I've ever heard. I can definitely see you almost buying a miniature pony.
Listen, the guy was on the side. So, you know, you go on a hobby on, you get off a telephone on hobby.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy was on the side of the road over there with like these miniature ponies. I called my wife like, hey, I need to buy this pony. And she's like, what are we going to do with a pony? You got two Rottweilers the size of ponies. I said, man, the pony is the pony. We got babies. Happened when the babies can't ride the pony?
Now, let me ask, was this a thing about you always wanting a pony, or were you in some kind of state of mind?
It just was there.
Okay.
And the dude was selling for like $200. Yeah, it's like the first Polaroid camera I ever bought. I bought from a crackhead in Tallahassee. He asked me for $10. I told him I had three. I had the 10, but I said, I got $3. He said, but I'm giving you some film with it. I said, well, I got $3 for you. I still got the Polaroid to this day. Still taking pictures. It's the greatest Polaroid camera I ever bought.
Takes you back memories, man. Takes you back to that day.
Because he wasn't selling on value. He was just trying to accumulate a number.
No question.
Three was going to be the next number he was going to be adding
to. No question.
Absolutely.
Hey, so we got, I damn near picked this puppy up over here. You're fixing to buy
what kind of puppy?
It was a mini golden doodle.
Oh, those are good puppies. High-end dollar puppies.
Yeah. Well, when I found the price out, that helped me make the decision. But my wife wouldn't have been happy either way it goes. But they were cool. They were 7 weeks old, man, little bitty dudes.
How much are you selling it for?
$2,800.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not buying a puppy on the side of the road for $2,800.
No, but he was that dude was official. It was he's got a true AKC and all that two-year health guarantee. He has
everything.
Yeah, no, I checked on him before I seriously considered anything more than just holding the dog. I checked in on it. No, it was legit.
Yeah.
But $2,800 that'd be much of an impulse buy for my bride.
Do you have dogs though?
We've got one that she had. That I married into.
So you never bought a dog like a purebred dog or a bred dog?
No, I've never purchased a dog.
Man, I bought a Rottweiler. My Rottweiler, Dabu, he was a plum fool. My first Rottweiler I bought in college it wasn't a crackhead, but it wasn't too far off.
Yeah,
it was like $200.
Crackhead adjacent.
And no question, she was the greatest Rottweiler ever. Then I bought Dabu from his breeder. He was huge. He ended up getting big, but I mean, it cost me $5,000 for that dog. And it was, I mean, it's the prettiest dog you ever seen. But it just was like, man, why did I pay $5,000 for this dog? You know what I mean? Like, and the only good part is, a couple years later, he got tested, and they was like, oh, he got hip dysplasia. So the breeder actually gave me my money back.
Well, because I couldn't breed. You got a best friend and your money
back. Oh, yeah, no question. Yeah.
The problem, back to the pony, especially right over there at Hobbyway, you might buy it as a miniature pony, and you wake up one day and you got a full blown. That thing's tall as you are,
and it's a horse, no question. Yep, yep. You're right. That's a true statement.
By the time you get that bad boy home, it don't look the same as when you bought it.
I didn't even know how I was gonna get it home because I was gonna try to lift it and put it in the back of the truck. You know what I'm saying? And the wife was like, "Dude, you don't have no trailer, no nothing.
Yeah, man, you need a horse trailer, man. You can't buy the horse.
I
no
got
trailer.
A stock trailer, but the stock trailer, I can't put the horse in the stock regular stock.
Hey, let's hit these Texans real quick, man. I know you're close to the organization, Trap, but I think big picture for me, B. Scott and I've been talking about this a couple times today. I think this is the biggest game of the D'Amico Ryan's head coach era. There's been some games that were playoff games. There were some games to get in the playoffs. But when we're talking about, like, narrative-changing types of games, this is it. Everybody in the NFL world, both locally and nationally, has had the Texans in the same class as the Bills and in the top five teams in the NFL. And this is the first opportunity, in my opinion, since they've been relevant, since it wasn't that Cinderella season last year where it's –
Would you call that a Cinderella season, though?
Last year?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Why?
I mean, that was the most dysfunctional organization I'd ever been around and I've been around some dysfunctional organizations now.
But see, here's the thing, though, man. Most teams, and you've been around good teams, they're a reflection of leadership.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So once
you bought D'Amico in,
yes.
I think once 59 stepped in the building, once Cap stepped in the building, it was no longer the same team. So it was going to always be – everybody's always – like we always say, man, your reflection of your leadership from positions to head coaches.
Yeah.
And once you got a guy in there that coached the way he coached and that was a player the way he played, he commands respect in a different light.
Yeah, yeah.
They understand him in a different light, and they're going to play for him differently.
But Trappin was still a nuisance. So you know it.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Ultimately, because you know D'Amico played with him and know him and everything, but we still had not seen D'Amico in this role. He had never failed in anything he had ever done.
And that's what I bet on, is because right, I played. Because so when they got hired, everybody's like, what is it going to be like? I'm like, he's going to win 10 games at least. And everybody starts laughing like, no, man, we just barely, like, whatever we want. I'm like, dude, I'm betting on him because I know what he does. So right now, I do agree with you about this is probably the most important game.
Right. Well look, just let's say this. I mean, I'm talking from an expectation standpoint. Oh, yeah, nobody expected the Texans to do what they did last year.
You're right.
Fast forward to this year, everybody from jump has expected them to be one of the top three teams and three or four teams in the AFC and some even top five team in the NFL.
Because they anteed up on top of it.
And this is the game to me where those expectations meet the opportunity for the team to actually prove it with Buffalo coming to Houston. This is a monster game, is my point.
Of course, it is. I mean, when you're talking about, and to be honest, this would have been the game. I understand why we had Chicago, and you got two former number one picks playing against each other.
Prime time.
You put them on prime time, but I'm trying to figure out why this game isn't prime time. When you got a guy like C.J. Stroud, who we know C.J. Stroud right now is a top five quarterback in the NFL, and then you got Big Allen over here in Buffalo, who he's a top, you know, top five, top ten guy. I don't have my numbers in front of me to say who's who.
He's arguably the leader in the clubhouse.
Josh Allen?
Josh Allen, exactly, top five. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's MVP candidate right now.
You know, so when you look at what this team is and where we're trying to go, yes, it is definitely one of the biggest. It's the biggest game for this year. But, you know, in my Bill Belichick way, and the way I would like to say, hey, listen, every game is just as important as the next.
You know,
I know in the NFL, you know, we watch as a 10 team, you know, a 10 win Cleveland team back in the day didn't make the playoffs.
You know what I mean?
So we know every win is important. I think this win shows for the fans is like, you know what? These guys are here. These guys are here to stay. But win, lose, or draw, I still believe, like, it's not going to define the season. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I think they're going to go out there. They're going to give everything they got to go scratch and claw for a win. And we know how hard that is in the NFL just to get a win by any stretch of the match. You can play the worst. I don't even know who's the worst team in ball right now. The Jags? I mean, maybe not the Jags.
Carolina.
Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And it's going to be a team losing Carolina. It's not expected to lose to Carolina this year.
The Texans did it last year.
And everybody's going to say, well, how did we lose to Carolina?
Yep.
Listen, everybody else, they pick up their check every Tuesday like everybody else in the league. And it's just a matter of them putting stuff together.
Yeah, look, I think – to me, this, and I understand the game-to-game, week-to-week thing, but as it pertains to the Texans, bro, this is a narrative-changing game. And I think as fans and as former players, I mean, you watch the game. The Texans have been, and this is D'Amico's words, not mine, the Texans have been sloppy, messy. It's not been good all year long. If you follow that up with, and I don't think they have to win, but if you follow that up with a poor performance against a team that you've been neck and neck with all year long from a narrative perspective, I think it could potentially end up defining the season. I think this is just a game that is bigger than just the next game for the Texans.
And see, Trav, I think that they know that they've left a lot of meat on the bone.
Oh, no question.
So like, this is an opportunity to kind of rectify that a little bit. Like, hey, we managed to make it to 3-1 through 4 weeks of the season yet to play our best football. Now we're going to play against the best team that we faced up until this point, and arguably, certainly one of the best teams in football, this is the time to put our best film on tape.
Oh, no, and I see what you did there with the meat on the bone while we were sitting here in Buffalo Wild Wings. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, I'm a wordsmith,
you know,
man.
So you a wordsmith right now. But, you know, I agree. I mean, and that was, you made the point, the exact point I was going to make is that for us to be 3-1 right now and have played the way we played, they haven't played great. They played sloppy. They've had, you know, pre-snap penalties that's uncalled for.
They've had, league and penalties.
You know, right? It's a bunch of stuff. And that you say, these things should cost us games. Mm-hmm. But I think it speaks volumes about how good they are and how good they can be if they still continue to overcome those things.
Yep.
Now it's a matter of just once again, I say that all the time, bow your neck and earn your check. Listen, guys, we need you to be a pro's pro. We don't care about the reason why you're doing the things that you're doing. Stay on sides.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Attack the quarterback. Don't get face masks. Don't get holding penalties. Move your feet. Do all the things that you know how to do. The reason why you guys are pro's pros, and let's win this game the way you're supposed to win the game. And I think that is – you know, and of course, I know Miko, if anything, I know Miko's been on them more than anybody in the world has been on them. And so it's going to be an awesome game to watch. I can't wait to be in the building.
Yeah, man.
That's Trav Johnson, former Houston Texan, Travis Johnson. I'm sorry.
Are you good, bro?
That's B. Scott on the other side. He's in for Ron Ugly.
You got our government names on the first reference, baby. They caught that.
They good. It's Trav J. And what they call Sheezy?
Skeezy.
Skeezy. Skeezers?
Yeah, man.
You know, like, listen, if his nickname's Skeezy, we know what he
get out with. Oh, boy. I tell you, we're getting loose. It's getting close to 6 o'clock. All right. We got some tickets to give away, and then we got some penalties to talk about, which Trap just mentioned, and we got Alex Bregman to talk about. We'll do that on the backside of this. We'll give away some tickets.
And go Dodgers.
Now that the Astros are out, we'll let you say that. But we've got to give away some tickets courtesy of Bud Light. Got a big group here. Some lucky winners going to be at the game Sunday and going to be tailgating in style. All right, we'll do that next right here on Sports Radio.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.